The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Tijd voor Explain Well with Christel. En vandaag heb ik hier die explanation baie dringend nodig. Want ik weet niet wat aangaan. Nie.
Ja.
Kabinetskomeling. Ons verwacht hom binnenkort, hoor.
So dis die ding. En my grootste vrees is dat jy vir my vra wanneer. En ek weet jy gaan.
Dis hoekom ek gesê het binnenkort.
So that's the thing. Asking me when is like asking how long is a piece of string.
Yeah.
Okay. And I will set out some of the timelines that we can look at. But it's imminent. It's imminent. You remember when we had part two of the ANC conference?
Yeah.
Which was this year, not last year. The expectation then was end of January. And we're at the end of January.
Yes.
The NEC has been meeting, the ANC NEC that is, and that will obviously provide a strategic course for the ANC president, who's also the country's president.
Rub your face.
No, but there's so much sneaky news coming out at the moment, because last week it was talk about Didi Mabuza, the deputy president, was stepping down because now if he's not in the ANC's top six, now that must look like the national executive, and then it was like, no, he's not, and now we've heard about Sihle Zikalala and KZN apparently stepping down from KZN because he's going to executive, but nothing is confirmed. So everyone's still wheeling and dealing at this stage.
And everyone is shuffling. Everyone is shuffling.
I want that music.
No, but Rob just made a really good point about sneaky news. So there's all of this stuff going, and we're kind of so oversaturated with the news cycle. And you said the current president of the ANC and the current president of the country, because there's also going to be some kind of EFF day of national shutdown because they want Cyril to resign. So you might not even get a chance to scumble the cabinet because he'll be out. Who knows?
Yeah, but look, and part of why I distinguish, because he literally has to wear two hats.
Yeah.
We're talking here cabinet, which is in his capacity as president, but realistically his party mandate informs that. We also know that Ramaphosa has not historically been a man who just makes shotgun decisions.
Yeah.
He's consultative. So, but there's a number of reasons why we would see a cabinet reshuffle. We already had one vacancy with Ayanda Dlodlo, who had stepped aside. Fikile Mbalula has been elected to the position of Secretary General for the ANC, which for the party is a permanent secondment historically.
Yeah.
So he would need to step back. There's other positions to watch. A couple of people in the current cabinet were not elected to the ANC NEC, but my caveat here is you don't have to be in the ANC NEC to be a minister.
It's true.
Okay.
It doesn't happen often, but it does happen.
Yeah. Your face again. I wish I could get that on air. But so we're talking Pravin Gordhan, notably, Lady Pando, Landiwe Sisulu, very importantly Paul Mashatile, and I think there we start getting clues about the timeline. So Paul Mashatile has been elected as deputy president of the ANC, realistically setting him up for the position of deputy president of the country. He's not an MP currently.
Ah.
Okay.
There's a spanner in the works.
So you can elect people to cabinet, a limited number of people who are not MPs. And we've got Sona coming in February, so we can just deal with that. The next cabinet lekgotla is Wednesday.
Okay.
We're on... What's the correct English? I'm running out of English. Tenterhooks. There we go. We're on tenterhooks in the newsroom to see when this happens. Very few people are brave enough to call it. My gut says this week, but my boss would tell me not to say that.
Okay. We won't say it.
Because we don't know.
So we will see. Honestly, the one name I want gone is Becky Cele. He's the one name I want gone. I'm tired of a country being so unsafe and this dude just popping up on Instagram with videos of him pouring confiscated alcohol down the drain.
Nee.
These are not the important issues.
Weet, en ek wil baie graag hê dit moet weer gebeur, maar ek kan vir jou nou sê, hy gaan nerf.
So, we will see. So, fingers crossed, Christel said this week, definitely it's happening.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.